That's what frustrates me the most when we talk about, or people insinuate that guys are giving in or giving up, or the clubhouse is in a good spot to compete. The reality is when you give up four runs in the first again, and you battle back and you score nine runs, the guys are into it. I mean, they are. You just can't give up 10. That's not big league. That's not big league quality at the moment.
Got off to a rough start with Levy, who didn't go deep at all. Just your thoughts on what he had?
Yeah, he's got a decent amount to work on, and he'll continue to work on it.
The last play there, where Hampson is running around third, is there something that catches Hicks' ear that he's about to score? Do you think? Can you describe kind of what happened?
Yeah, double pumped, and they would have kept going home, and there just wasn't an awareness on his part of that. So combination of that and a bad throw is where you end up losing that game. Yeah.
Does he have to just ignore the runner and make a good throw? I mean,
No, you never ignore the runner. You're aware of your surroundings, and that just wasn't the case tonight.
That was a case where, I mean, his teammates were yelling for him to go home.
Yeah, right? Everyone in the dugout as well.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Just,
and that caused the pause.
Probably couldn't hear it, or I'm not exactly sure. I've yet to catch up with him.
Walker, coming through 3-2, hits a ball 444 feet. How impressive was that?
Extremely impressive. We felt good about that at bat. I mean, just missed a couple that he fouled off, and then got that one, hit it a long ways. That's a big swing for him. For us, we have to be able to close that game out, but we continue to give up too many runs to win ball games at the big league level. That needs to get better quickly.
Wilson getting on base.
Yeah, again, it shows you that the guys are competing their asses off. And, I mean, he's sliding into first base just to try to beat it out and try to get something going there. And then Walker comes up, does his job.
Can you maybe expand on that, just the will of Arenado and Contreras today? I mean, you guys obviously have deep pitching issues, but what the two of them did today to kind of drag you all back multiple times.
Yeah, they're competing extremely well. I mean, both of those guys, Nolan is feeling really good about where he's at with his swing. I mean, several doubles, continues to drive the baseball over the field. Wilson doing the same. He's feeling good about where he's at. And then that last one, just to give it everything he's got down the line and slide in there and be safe and set up Walker for that two-run homer is huge. Guys continue to compete extremely hard. Our pitching needs to step up quickly.
What are some solutions there? Tonight you threw a lot of different things at it.
That's the problem. Someone has to run with an opportunity. It's not a lack of opportunity for any guy that's in that bullpen or in the rotation or guys that have come up. At some point, you have to step up, and guys need to do their jobs.
Hicks has been your best pitcher
He's been phenomenal. Yeah.
The leadoff walk, again, it's something. Does that start the whole thing there?
Yeah, obviously, you don't want to start that inning with the leadoff walk, and that's the last thing he's trying to do. But yeah, to your point, he has been really good for us, and he had a little bit of a hiccup tonight.